Es khazar zeichen as ber khazar shlang vem yhudim sagt gitn darf nun sein. The Gemara earlier referenced a story from Rabbi Yochanan, and the story is about a rooster and a hen that causes the destruction of Turmalka. And the story goes as follows. The custom of Turmalka was that when the bride and the groom were brought to the wedding, they would bring a rooster and a hen in front of them to symbolize the bracha that they should be fruitful and multiply. One time, a group of passing Romans went and took the rooster and the hen. The people went and beat them up. The Romans went back to the Caesar and told him the Jews are rebelling against them. This caused him to go and attack Turmalka. There was a mighty warrior among the Jews who was able to jump a mill and kill the enemy. The Caesar davened to Hashem that he should not fall into the hands of this warrior. The warrior stated a pasuk suggesting that he could win the battle on his own without the help of Hashem. When the warrior went to the bathroom, a snake came and bit him, killing him. The Caesar said, "Since this miracle happened for me, I will not continue to attack the city." The Jews began to eat and drink and rejoice, and this party was noticeable from a far distance away. The Caesar said, "The Jews are rejoicing as if they have defeated me in battle," and he therefore went and attacked them again. Rav Asi said he sent 300,000 sword-bearing soldiers against the city, and they killed people for 3 days and three nights, without the other side of the mountain even realizing what was taking place. Yehuda Neymar Rabasi said, King Yane had 600,000 cities in the region of Turmalka, and each city had 600,000 people in it, except for three cities that had 1.2 million people each. Ula said, although if one sees the area today, it clearly cannot hold anywhere near that amount of people. Rechanina has taught in the Pasuk that Eretz Yisrael is like the Eretz Tzvi, the land of a deer, to teach it just as a deer's skin seems too small to hold all the meat of the deer, but somehow it stretches and able to do so. The same is with Eretz Yisrael. Mar says that Rabbi Bechilkia, Bechilkia Batuv, and Rav Huna Bachia was sitting and said that everyone should say something that they heard about the people of Sechania and Mitzrayim. One said the story of an Arus with an Arusa who was captured and the captives had them married. The Arusa told her husband, "Please do not touch me because I do not have a ksuba from you." He didn't touch her and never did up until including the time of death. When he died, his wife said, "My husband conquered his Yetzer Hara in a greater way than Yosef at Tzadik. Yosef had to fight his desire one time while my husband was faced with this every single day. Yosef didn't sleep with her in the same bed while my husband slept with me in the same bed. Yosef didn't have to fight his temptation to be with his own wife while my husband had to do that." Another said the story how there was once inflation in the city and suspecting it was because of an aver that was done, they researched and found that a father and a son had been mezana with a nara meros on Yom Kippur. They took them to Bez and had them killed, and the inflation immediately disappeared. Prices went back to the way that they were. Another said the story of a man who wanted to divorce his wife but didn't want to pay her ksuba. He invited some friends and intoxicated them and then had them lie down in the bed along with his wife. He then took the white of an egg, which looks like zera, and put it between them on the bed and claimed that his wife was mezana with them. Bav Ben Buta was there and said, "I have a test to see whether that is zera or the white of an egg, because the egg shrivels when heated. Zera expands." They checked and realized this man set this plan in motion. They gave him malchus and made him pay the ksuba to his wife. Abai asked Rabbi Yosef, "Since these people were such righteous people, why were they punished and destroyed?" Rabbi Yosef answered, "Because they did not mourn over Yerushalayim." Remember, says the story referenced by Rabbi Yochanan of the side of the carriage that causes destruction of Beitar is as follows. It was the custom that a cedar tree was planted when a boy was born and a pine tree was planted when a girl was born. When they got married, they would take the trees and use the wood to build their chuppah. One day, the daughter of the Caesar was riding on her carriage and the side broke. Her people chopped down a cedar tree that had been planted for a particular boy and used it to fix the carriage. The Jews attacked the people for doing so. They went and told the Caesar, "Jews are rebelling against them," and he went and attacked the city of Beitar. In the name of Rabbi Yochanan was said, there were 80,000 troop leaders that went and killed men, women, and children in Beitar until the blood from these killings flowed into the Mediterranean Sea, which was a mill away. Rice says, Erbelezer said that there were two rivers that became two-thirds water and one-third blood from all these killings. Another Bryce says that for 7 years, the guy implanted the vineyards without needing any fertilization because of all the blood that was there. Second Maravite, Rabbi Chiva, over the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha, said, an old man from Yerushalayim told me that in this valley, Nevuzaradan of Babel killed 2,110,000 people, and Yerushalayim killed another 940,000 people until the blood flowed and touched the blood of Zechariah that lay bubbling on the floor of the Beis HaMikdash complex. Nevuzaradan saw the boiling blood on the floor of the Beis HaMikdash and was told that it was blood from a carbon. He compared the blood to the blood of many different animals, and so it was different. He asked, "What is this blood?" No one would answer him. He then threatened to comb the flesh off the people he was asking unless they told him what was going on over here. They explained to him it was from Zechariah, who was killed when he was giving Musar to the Yidden. Nevuzaradan took the great Sanhedrin and the small Sanhedrin and killed them on top of the blood of Zechariah, and it continued to boil. He killed many young men and women over the blood, and the blood continued to boil. He then killed many children over the blood, and yet it continued to boil. He called out, "Zechariah, Zechariah, I have killed all the good ones. You want me to kill every Jew?" The blood then stopped boiling. When Nevuzaradan realized what had taken place, he ran away and became a ger. The Brisa says, Naaman became a ger, Toshav and Nevuzaradan became a full ger. The descendants of Haman taught Torah in Bnei Brak, and the descendants of Sisera taught children in Yerushalayim, and the descendants of Sancheirav taught Torah Birabim, and this refers to Shmaya Naphtalion. Pasuk says, Hakol Kol Yaakov Edaim De'esav. Hakol refers to Adrayonis Caesar, who killed 1,200,000 Jews in Alexandria of Mitzrayim. Kol Yaakov refers to Aspasianus, Caesar, who killed 4 million people in Beitar, and some say he killed 40 million. Vayadayim Deyesa refers to the Romans, who destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, burned the Heichel, and sent us to Gaulus. Another explanation is Akol Kol Yaakov teaches that a tefillah is only answered when a descendant of Yaakov is involved. And Vayadayim Deyesa teaches that a victory at war only happens when there is a descendant of Esav who is involved. Rabbi Yehuda named Rav Dash in the Pasuk in Tehillim al Nareis Bavel to teach that Hashem showed Dov what will happen at the Churban Bayis Rishon by Bavel and the Churban Bayis Sheni Zechor Hashem Livnei Edom, etc. Pasuk states, we were killed for your sake. Rabbi Yehuda named Shmuel, others say it was a Rami, and others still say it was a Brisa, said it refers to the following. It happened that 400 Jewish boys and girls were captured and put on a ship to Rome to be involved in Znus. They asked each other, if we drown ourselves to prevent us from being involved in Znus, will we go to Elam HaBo? The oldest one Dash in the Pasuk to teach that they would go to Elam HaBo. Upon hearing that, the girls jumped off the boat and drowned themselves. The boy said, if they did so, for sure we should do so, and they went ahead and did the same. Rabbi Yehuda said it refers to the following. It happened that a woman and her 7 sons were brought to the Caesar and were instructed to bow to Avodah Zarah. Each one quoted a pasuk explaining why he would refuse to do so and was killed. Their mother told the last son, go and tell Avraham Avinu, you brought one child as a carbon, I brought 7. She went to the roof and threw herself off as well. A baskel came out and said, Eim habonim sameicha. Rabbi Shimon Levi said it refers to a bris milah on an 8-day-old baby who goes through this dangerous procedure for the sake of Hashem. Rabbi Shlaka said it refers to Talmid Chacham who demonstrate the halacha of the shechita on themselves and thereby put themselves in danger. Rabbi Nachman bar Yitzchok said it refers to Talmid Chacham who kill themselves to learn Torah, so to say. Rabbi Bar Chanan named Rabbi Yechanan said there were 40 of tefillin boxes from the heads of all the people who were killed in Beitar. Rabbi Yane, the son of Rabbi Shmuel, and a Braisa said there were 120. So they don't argue because Rabbi Yechanan was referring to the Rishal Rosh, and Rabbi Yane was referring to the Shal Yad along with the Shal Rosh. Rabbi Asi said there were 4 kav of brains on one stone alone at the killings during the Churban. Ula said there were actually 9 kav.